Thank you for being here. You know, when we think of fellowship, what comes to mind? Many times when we talk about fellowship is when we come together, like today, sharing a meal, perhaps maybe visiting one another in another's home. But you know, fellowship is a whole lot more than simply gathering ourselves together and sharing something to eat. Now, I don't know if you realize this or not, but the word fellowship is only used 16 times in the entire Bible. It's used twice in the Old Testament. For those that want to take notes, it can be found in Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 2. And then in Psalms chapter 94 and verse 20. So this morning I want to look at the leftover passages of fellowship. There's 14 of them in the New Testament. Hopefully, when we get done, perhaps we will have a better understanding of what fellowship actually is. Granted, it is fellowship when we come together and have a meal like we will a little bit later. That's part of it, but that's not the only thing. I appreciate Brother Greg reading Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. But I want us to concentrate just a little bit on Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Now, if you would take and look that the word fellowship up in the Greek, it's literally in this passage is talking about participation. When we pray together, just as Greg led us in a prayer a few moments ago, we have fellowship. And it says here that, and those that had obeyed the gospel on the day of Pentecost, all of these people that had submitted their lives to Christ and obeyed the gospel, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Is not that what we are trying to do in our lives? Are we not trying to be steadfast in the apostles' doctrine? So are we not also in fellowship with those that obeyed the gospel way back then? And then we can notice 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Again, that word there, fellowship, has the exact same idea of participation. This fellowship that Paul is talking about here is the gospel. Everyone that has truly obeyed the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, everyone here that has done that are in fellowship one with another. You understand? Fellowship is a participation. We participated in something by the Jesus Christ and Him crucified. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Those who have obeyed the gospel, the death, burial, and the resurrection are in fellowship. Everyone here that has obeyed the gospel is in fellowship, one with the other. And then we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with the devils. Again, look at these words. It says here that they sacrifice to devils, and I would not that ye have fellowship with devils. When we look at these words here, it's literally, we cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Fellowship, a partner, a sharing in. We cannot share in the table of devils and the table of the Lord. When we look at this, partakers, it is a share in, participate. In other words, you know what I believe Paul is telling us here? I've said it before, and I'm sure I'll say it again. We cannot be Christians on Sunday and sinners on Monday. We cannot come and act like we're Christians, that we love God and we love Christ, and we partake of the Lord's Supper, but yet on Monday morning we go out into the world and we live in sin. We cannot partake of the table of devils and the table of the Lord. You can't do it. You're going to be a participant in one or the other. You cannot participate and be right in the sight of God in both. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you have fellowship with devils. Paul says here, don't share in evil. Don't have fellowship with evil. And then we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Baal? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with the idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Let's take a look at some of these words here. All right? Again, fellowship. It talks about being in fellowship. It says, you know, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Here's the sad thing. Many people equate this with a Christian marrying a non-Christian. But Paul kind of refutes that a little bit. Basically saying that if there's a believing husband and an unbelieving wife, and the wife and both of them agree, they stay together. The unbelieving wife is not going to hinder the believing husband, and vice versa. a believing wife and an unbelieving husband, if they agree, then they stay together. But what is this talking about? I believe it's kind of interesting because it talks literally about being unequally yoked or controlled by an unbeliever. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship or what sharing in or what participation do you have with an unbeliever? And then look at the word communion. All right, it's kind of interesting. Again, communion. That word there is literally fellowship. Participation with unbelievers. And then what about the word concord? When we look at that word, it literally has the idea with agreement. And then agreement. Union. This is why, and I want you to understand what I'm saying here, this is why we do not participate with denominational churches. Do you understand? This is why we do not participate. This is why we simply do not have a concord or an agreement with denominational churches. That's being unequally yoked. Notice this next verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 4. Praying with us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of saints. If you do a little bit of reading here in chapter 8, it's talking a lot about Macedonians. They were very poor. But yet, they gave. They gave to the apostles, particularly Paul here, praying with us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. Do you realize, and this is very important for us to understand, because a lot of times as we get older, we simply cannot do the physical things that we used to do. But yet we can have fellowship by our giving, by our attendance, by doing whatever we are still able to do. We can still have fellowship with those who are teaching and preaching. Do you realize that each and every one of you here is in fellowship with me as the preacher? Think about that one. And for anyone that's holding a Bible study, we keep that person in our prayers that they may have success and that God may be glorified by another soul being saved. We are in fellowship with that person holding the Bible study. Too many times as we get older, a lot of times we become frustrated because we can't do the thing. Don, I don't want to put you on the spot. But this morning, Tony hadn't shown up. Wayne hadn't shown up yet. And Don said, well, I could possibly lead a couple of songs, but I just can't lead the singing like I used to. But you know what? He still has fellowship with those who do. We cannot become discouraged because of our age and our inability to do what we used to do. We are still in fellowship. Just as the Macedonians were in fellowship, or Paul was in fellowship with the Macedonians in their gift. The word there, entreaty. To give encouragement or comfort. Do we not perhaps give encouragement and comfort to our brothers and sisters? Again, fellowship, participation, participating in prayer, participating in our giving so that the funds can be used to further the gospel. And then we can look at Galatians chapter 2 and verse 9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision. Participation. They participated in the sharing of the gospel. Did you notice what Paul wrote here? They gave us the right hand of fellowship that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision. They participated in sharing the gospel with James, Cephas, and John. James, Peter, and John. Now, I believe, if I may be mistaken because I've not talked to Wayne, but I believe we still support Ronnie Goodham. I believe we still support Schultz Lewis Children's Home. We have a food pantry. We're able to give food when necessary, not only to the community, but maybe even a member or two. And our giving, the money that we put in the plate every Sunday, puts us in fellowship, just like Barnabas and Paul was in fellowship with James, Peter, and John in sharing the gospel. The money we give, and Wayne sends it over to Ronnie Goodham and to Schultz Lewis and Child's Place, just in as we help this young lady that was here just earlier that was stranded. Y'all had fellowship. Y'all participated in that because of our giving. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. What mystery is being talked about? Well, if you study, you're going to realize that it's talking about the fellowship of the mystery is the gospel being preached to the Gentiles. See, before Christ, the Gentiles really had no hope because they were outside of God's chosen people. But the mystery was that through the blood of Christ, even the Gentiles were to be a part of the kingdom. And you know what? Back in this day, some of the Jews were very upset that Gentiles were allowed in. They didn't want to have fellowship with the Gentiles. So the word here, fellowship, literally again has the idea of participation. We participate in the sharing of the gospel, do we not? And then we read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfaithful or unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Have no fellowship with the unfaithful works of darkness, sinners, sinfulness, but rather reprove them. Again, do not be connected. That's literally here what the fellowship is trying to get us to understand. Do not be connected with the works of darkness. Do not be connected to the works of sinfulness. Do not participate in sinful works. We preach and we teach against false doctrine. That's what it says, but rather reprove them. Have no fellowship with the works of darkness. Have no fellowship. Have no participation in. Do not be connected with. Do you remember several years ago? You remember all of the Harry Potter movies? Everybody went bonkers over those movies. What did they teach? What did young kids want after watching those movies? Every one of them wanted the cape. Every one of them wanted the wand. Practicing witchcraft. Sorcery. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but reprove them. Do not be connected to sinfulness. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 and 5, 3 through 5. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Again, here is literally a participation, a partner, a sharing in the sharing or spreading of the gospel. When we come together on Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings and Wednesdays, and a brother stands up and prays before the congregation, leads the congregation in prayer, do we not have fellowship with the one saying the prayer? Absolutely we do. Do you think that everyone here has fellowship in my preaching and teaching? Yes, you do. Paul says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the very first day until now. Paul says they are a partner, a sharer in the sharing of the gospel. And then we read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Again, here is fellowship, the sharing in, the participation. Fellowship in the Spirit, being like Christ, as Paul is. In Philippians chapter 2, in verse 5, Paul writes, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." What mind did Christ have? Christ had the mind of a servant. Should we not also have the mind of a servant and be in fellowship with Paul and Jesus Christ himself? A sharer in, a partner in. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." That I may know him, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. A partner in the sufferings of Christ. When we suffer in trials, when we suffer in tribulation, when people make fun of us because we believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified, we believe the Creator God created all things, and people ridicule us, we stand in trials and tribulations, we have fellowship with Christ. Because did not he suffer the same and then ultimately a death on the cross? Being made conformable unto his death. Do we not die to self? Do we not die to the old sinful man? Fellowship, participation in the death of Christ by dying to the old man through baptism and the forgiveness of sin. 1 John chapter 3, or chapter 1 and verse 3. "That which we have seen and heard declare we also unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Again, the fellowship with us, and our fellowship is truly with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, a sharer in, a partner. Fellowship in, now listen, here John tells us that we have fellowship in what they have seen and heard. "What, that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship, that you may share in and participate in the fact of what the apostles seen and heard and touched Jesus Christ." We've not done that. But through the fellowship of the apostles, because of what John here just said, we have fellowship in the fact that they saw and heard and touched the Savior. And lastly, 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness." If we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, were liars. Again, we cannot be a sharer in the table of devils and the table of the Lord at the same time. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship. We have a part in. We have a share in. Our fellowship is in Christ, who is the light. How do I know that He is the light? John 8:12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Brothers and sisters, the fellowship is more than simply sitting and sharing a meal. We have a partnership. We have a share in. We participate in all of these things. Let us truly fellowship in the true sense of the word. Participate, a share in, a partner of the Word of God. This morning, if you're here and you're not a Christian, God has made a way for you to have your sins washed away. It is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you contact that.